Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Chiefs football.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
And your home for Royals baseball.
Fastball hit high in the air, deep left field, way gone into the bleachers. A two-run homer for Bobby Witt Jr.
Watch The Drive by subscribing on our YouTube channel or listen on demand with the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is always going to stand on principles. Dippin' Dots are incredible. Red Lobster is the best restaurant that America has to offer. And baked beans are trash.
You're listening to Kansas City's FM Sports Station, 96.5 The Fan. Here's C-Dot.
You guys are surprised to hear me, huh? You didn't think I would be here today, did you? You thought that I would miss the United States in the round of 16? You thought I would miss United States Belgium? I don't care about what the Royals got going on. Of course I was going to be here. You thought I was going to take off because the Royals had a day game? I didn't even know the Royals had a day game until earlier today. I've been keeping up with them. But I am here, and I am happy to be here. Today is a very special show. I've been doing this for a very long time. I can't think of at any point in doing this show we have ever played audio from the President of the United States. Today, we will do so. Now, for the most part, I leave that man alone. There really isn't much reason to talk about him on our sports talk show, but when you put in a call to the FIFA president, you come in to our world. I'm not here to give you my thoughts on international affairs, but when you play an effect and have an effect on the soccer game today that I think 30 million people or more are going to watch, I'm sorry, I have to comment on them. You're listening to The Drive. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here. Rob is here. I am here taking you up until 6 o'clock. I wish we had more time. This is where I would like to start. And I want to take you through my entire thought process here. I am conflicted. Now, you might be wondering, why are you conflicted? Well, let me explain. On one side of the coin, I strongly dislike what happened. And I think in a lot of ways it is anti-sports. Now, I think some of the reaction to the President of the United States putting in the call to FIFA is we are all on the same side. We are all on the same side of whether or not that was a red card. Everybody seems to think that it was not a red card. We are all on the same page about whether or not Flo Balogun should be allowed to play in the upcoming matchup. I believe that he should play, and that's the other side of the coin that we'll eventually talk to. But if this was a sport that we watched, and this was a sport that we cared about and talked about more so than just 1 month every 4 years, people would be outraged. Can you imagine if the President of the United States called Roger Goodell because he didn't like the call at the end of Rams Saints? Can you imagine if the President of the United States called Adam Silver and asked for Victor Wembanyama to be issued a technical foul or flagrant foul because of pushing Jalen Brunson? I think most people would agree, most reasonable people would agree that that is overstepping your bounds. I'm not naive enough to think that politics are not going on in the World Cup. Now, I might not be the biggest soccer aficionado and I might not keep up with it, but I am perfectly fine with the politics of the where. I'm not crazy enough to think that some of these cities aren't doing something maybe under the table, maybe something slightly unethical to make sure that they ensure these games. I'm not crazy enough to not think that bribes are happening on where these games could potentially be played. I think that is happening. I think that is undeniably happening, but I think it's different when you have an effect on the how the game is played or who is potentially playing in the game. Now, I don't know that man's involvement one way or the other, but I'll play for you his audio. The way he paints it makes it sound to me like he put in the call. The way it sounds to me like he was Aunt Becky. Remember that story from Full House about her kid couldn't get into USC? So Aunt Becky put in the phone call to make sure that their kid got into USC. Flo Balogun was ineligible for the game. After a phone call, allegedly, he then became eligible for the game. I don't think that's how the game should be played. Let me play for you the audio, and I want to be fair because I do want to talk about the other side of this and what makes me feel conflicted about what happened. Here is the President of the United States and his reaction to the red card.
So I saw the play, and I'm a person that loves sports and was a good athlete, and I understand sports really well, really well. And that wasn't a foul. That wasn't even an infraction. That was two guys running full speed that happened to crash into each other. You can't take your foot and properly place it on somebody else's foot when you're going. No, these were two great athletes that got tangled up. And this referee, who is a little bit suspect, if you check his past, he made a call that nobody could believe. You know, even people on the other side, they say, "Oh, we got lucky! Wow, that's." And it's very interesting. They say they don't show them in slow motion, and I never realized that. I never heard of that before. That they're not allowed to review in slow motion because it's so different. Because you'll take one little quarter of a second and you'll see that a hand is touching a neck or you see something. Whereas when you see it in fast motion, it will look like two guys collided, which is really what happened. They got sort of entangled. He didn't do anything wrong. And he's our best player or one of our best players. A very vital player. And he gave him a red card. I didn't know what that meant. I didn't think it meant much.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
He made a lot of good points in what he was saying. And I didn't ever think I would say that. He made a lot of points that I agree with. That's where I'm really conflicted when it comes to this. I sat here for 2 days and I listened to every soccer person tell me that this was wrong. I listened to every soccer person, from Mark Clattenburg to the player himself, from the manager to Taylor Twellman to Ali Trost. Everybody that we talked to about this said this was not a red card. This was unjust. Problem got solved, right? It might be a roundabout weird method of how we got there. I disagree with the method that we got there. I think it sets a very dangerous precedent if now politicians are going to be calling league commissioners in order to get things changed. I don't think that the governor of Kansas can call the commissioner of the Big 12 and ask for a call to be changed. I don't think the governor of the state of Texas can ask the SEC to review something. I don't think you should be able to do that. According to him, that's what he said happened.
Then I started hearing that means he can't play in the next game, at least in the next game. I said, boy, that's a big, you know, if it happened to another player, it would have been unfair. But when they take your best player, or just about, they have some great players, but, and they say you can't play, that's very unfair. That's, you know, it's one thing to penalize somebody for the game, but how do you penalize them for a game that hasn't been played yet? It's very unfair. You can't do that. So, yes, I asked for a review by FIFA.
The truth is the truth regardless of who says it. The truth is the truth regardless of who believes it. I think what he said is right. In fact, I 100% agree with what he said. I think something was wrong. I think it needed to be reviewed. I think the process was wrong. And them originally coming out on Wednesday, they came out on Wednesday and said, we are not reviewing it. The ruling is the ruling. You cannot appeal it. Sounds to me like it got appealed. It sounds to me like ultimately what everybody wanted happened. You were frustrated that Balogun wasn't going to be eligible. You were frustrated that Balogun wasn't going to be able to compete. Somebody put the phone call in, whether they use a little political pressure, maybe it was a little back channel dealings, maybe that's his homeboy, I don't know. But ultimately, what everybody wanted happened. So I do feel kind of conflicted, because on one side, I don't think you should do this. And I understand why Belgium would feel some kind of way about this. And I do think that's unfair to be able to do it. On the other side, I'm happy that the U.S. is going to be at full strength. I'm happy that Belgium's going to be at full strength. And I want to see those two teams go out there and I want to see them play. I don't want to hear any conversation about an asterisk. And ultimately, something got done. The right thing got done. The just thing got done. The fair thing got done. I've never been more conflicted.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.